My name is Ward Minnis, and you're listening to the Seven Skeletons podcast. Seven Skeletons is a limited series art experience that tells my story and the story of my family, the family of Bahamian artists that includes my father, Eddie Minnis, through the lens of our lifelong relationship with the Jehovah's Witness religion.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is a special bonus episode of the Seven Skeletons podcast. Public service announcement. The public image of Jehovah's Witnesses is that of a mildly annoying group that are, for the most part, harmless. If you've been following the Seven Skeletons story thus far, though, I hope that this is not your current view of the religion. You should now see that inflicting pain on their members and generating fractured families is just a basic part of how they operate. You can multiply my story by millions. Wherever you find the witnesses, there is a trail of trauma. For those still inside, for those that dare to leave, and even for those that still believe with all their heart. No one in the Watchtower world remains unscathed. There are issues plaguing Jehovah's Witnesses that my story doesn't even get into. For example, there's their well-documented child sexual abuse problem and their efforts to cover up the issue that only serve to enable the child abusers. Another example is their policy on not accepting blood transfusions, which quite literally kills people. Governments around the world are starting to see the threat that this religion poses and are asking questions. The witnesses are therefore battling for their tax-exempt lives in Australia, France, Norway, and the United Kingdom, among others. In response to legal challenges, they have moved things around doctrinally, always on a superficial level, just to stay ahead of the regulations. Will the Bahamian media and the Bahamian government begin to do similar due diligence and examine Jehovah's Witnesses more closely? This remains to be seen. What is clear is that classifying the stories of former members, like the one I'm telling now, as internal family disputes or as outliers is grossly missing the point. The problems with Jehovah's Witnesses are clear and systemic and won't go away. Pretending that they are another branch of Christianity instead of the high-control cult that they are isn't going to help anyone. 1. In the year 2025, Jehovah's Witnesses are a religion in transition. They are reeling from their most recent and perhaps greatest prophetic failure. For more than a century, their long-held belief has been that the generation that saw the First World War would not die before the coming of Christ and the end of the world. This belief, the one that I grew up with, was both their reason for being and the source of their evangelical urgency. What has happened instead is that the people who they promised would never die are all gone. Now, in the aftermath, they are scrambling in real time to hold their religion together using the doctrinal equivalent of spit and duct tape before the rest of the faithful realize what's going on. What happens to a doomsday cult when the doom is postponed far into the future? We are about to find out. The only certainty is that the religion's leadership want to retain their power. While they have recently made what by their standards are radical changes, things like letting men grow beards and women wear pants in the ministry, they have given up nothing in real terms. The religion is still claiming divine direction, despite mountains of evidence to the contrary. They are still demanding the total subservience of their membership, even if none of the ever-changing directions make sense. The reality of the rank-and-file member is that they are still expected to follow the leadership totally, or be cast out and shunned. In short, Jehovah's Witnesses are evolving before our eyes, but will remain a cult. Or, put another way, they are still dangerous. 2. Being a Jehovah's Witness is like being stuck in the Matrix. It's like living in George Orwell's 1984. The mental fog is so thick that you could slash at it with a machete for days and get nowhere. If you have friends or family in your life who are Jehovah's Witnesses, trying to pressure them into listening to the Seven Skeletons podcast or reading the articles is probably not the way. The indoctrination of the Witnesses thrives on perceived persecution. They see it as fighting the devil himself. and it ironically makes the chains tighter. Trying to forcibly open someone's eyes will likely have the opposite of the intended effect. There is debate among ex-Jehovah's Witnesses on what is the best way to wake up someone who is deeply indoctrinated. My personal opinion is that the shutters can only be opened from the inside, because even when people leave the religion, I've seen many cases where they keep carrying the witness worldview and doctrine with them. Deprogramming is hard and painful work and can take a lifetime. So what can you do? Read, watch, and educate yourself. Information will inoculate you and help you understand the threat that they pose. If you know someone who is just studying with Jehovah's Witnesses, this is a good time to invite them to go on YouTube or Google and just do some simple searches. To this end, I've prepared a page of resources on mentalslavery.com that can provide you with a starting point. The internet has given ex-members an excellent platform for exposing this cult, and there is an ever-growing amount of information out there that can help. If you have friends and family who are already locked in the religion's grasp, please be gentle. Please be kind. Don't push them too hard if they aren't ready. For the most part, witnesses are good people who were either born into the religion, like me, and had no choice, or they were recruited at a very vulnerable point in their lives. We who can see the witnesses' false promises for the con job they are just can't pretend anymore that everything is all right. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Seven Skeletons podcast. I put a page up on mentalslavery.com. It's called Resources for Recovering Jehovah's Witnesses and Anyone Who Wants to Understand More. Leaving the Jehovah's Witness religion, or even beginning to question it, can be disorienting, lonely, and emotionally overwhelming. The page gathers resources for former witnesses, those quietly doubting from outside, family or friends trying to understand, researchers, artists, and the simply curious. On that page, you'll find support communities, education, crisis lines, and culturally relevant material, including resources specific to the Bahamas. Please take a moment and check it out. For a transcript of this podcast with supporting images, please visit the mentalslavery.com website. You can find the link in the show notes. There you can leave a comment or feedback on this episode or on the project as a whole. Another aspect of the Seven Skeletons art experience is poetry. As with the paintings, I pair selected pieces that I wrote while I was leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses alongside each episode. Please visit the website if you wish to read them. If you are enjoying this podcast or finding it helpful, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a like, or even write a review on it. This can go a long way to helping other people find the program and would be greatly appreciated. I'm Ward Minnis, and we'll talk more soon. Chandong Babylon, no. Chandong, wicked man.